Director General FAO, Dr. Jose Graziano da Silva, Chairman of the Conference, Your Excellencies, the Ambassadors and Heads of Mission, Heads of Delegation, Distinguished Guests, Ladies and Gentlemen, on behalf of the Government of the Republic of Kenya, allow me to express my gratitude and that of my delegation for the invitation to participate in this conference. I wish to take this earliest opportunity to congratulate Brunei Darussalam, Singapore and Southern Sudan for being admitted to the FAO community. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, despite the progress made at the global level in addressing food security and poverty reduction, Sub-Saharan Africa remains the only region in the world where per capita food production has not increased significantly and poverty remains high. Africa's population is projected to increase to about 1.8 billion by 2050, and this makes the fight against poverty and hunger more challenging. In addition, the number of chronically undernourished people in the world has declined in the last 5 years, but in sub-Saharan Africa, the number has continued to increase and now stands at 230 million, constituting more than 30% of the population. This is not acceptable, and African leaders must give priority to agriculture in their development agenda as it is the key driver for economic development. Mr. Chairman, the Kenya government agricultural policy is guided by the National Blueprint Vision 2030 and the Agricultural Sector Development Strategy of 2009-2018. These policy documents clearly identify agriculture as a key sector for economic development for our country. Our focus is to transform agriculture from subsistence to viable business ventures that will enhance farm profitability and competitiveness. This therefore calls for more investment along the value chain or various agricultural products through public-private partnerships. Mr. Chairman, our Constitution identifies food security and nutrition as a human right, and in the National Food and Nutrition Security Policy of 2011, it is a requirement that food manufacturers fortify and enrich basic foods with vital vitamins and nutrients. To address access to food, the government will facilitate infrastructure development to effectively distribute food from areas of high production to areas of low production. The school feeding program, supported by government and World Food Program, will also be enhanced, especially in pastoral areas where malnutrition is prevalent and school enrollment is directly related to the feeding program. Kenya has also just gone through very successful elections in March 2013, which have culminated in a devolved government. This system of government is aimed at getting service delivery closer to the people and involving them in decision-making. The government is committed to the rule of law, good governance, transparency, empowerment of youth and women, devolution, and to its international obligations. Further, the new government is committed and has clearly spelled out the pivotal role that agriculture will play in the economic development of our nation. Among the key areas that the government will focus on include improving efficiency in agricultural production through mechanization, employment of modern technology, and enhanced crop and pasture seed and fertilizer subsidy programs. Expanding area under irrigation by 1 million acres in the next 5 years for crops, livestock, and fisheries production. Providing necessary infrastructure to support commercial agriculture, fisheries, and livestock production. With regard to livestock, the government will develop slaughterhouses in arid and semi-arid lands for pastoral farmers and establish livestock disease-free zones in order to attract regional and international trade for livestock and private and livestock products. Initiating and supporting a country framework for value addition, especially through public-private partnership. Ensuring food security in times of calamities by doubling and diversifying the strategic food reserves from the current 22% to 40% of annual consumption. Reducing cost of agricultural credit to at least 50% of the commercial rate to both crop fisheries and livestock farmers. Providing necessary infrastructure to support commercial agricultural production, including greenhouses, dams, and storage facilities. Within the next 2 years, initiating and implementing a public-private partnership insurance scheme to cushion farmers from production risks, offering minimum guarantee to farmers in terms of producer prices at the beginning of the crop season. enhancing exploitation of our inland and ocean waters for fishing, expand aquaculture, and improve the quality and standards of our fish to attract external markets. These actions, among others, will enhance productivity, employment, income generation, and food security. And I therefore invite our friends and development partners to join us in our journey of eliminating hunger, malnutrition, and enhancing food security by giving any assistance in any way they can. Mr. Chairman, Kenya appreciates the program of World Work and Budget of 2014-2015 as proposed by the Director General. We strongly recommend that the technical assistance that FAO provides to developing countries, particularly Africa, should now focus on value addition, promotion of agricultural mechanization, and irrigation programs. Kenya is grateful for FAO for their support to agriculture and urges that support be enhanced to effectively address the threats of food insecurity, price volatility, climate change, and extreme natural disasters, and at the same time manage our natural resources for sustainable production. Thank you for your kind attention.